Some very concerning comments that he made about a meeting that he attended. There was a report released about the performance and the work related challenges that the Ingham County Road Commission has. It involves Shirley Rogers. It involves Ingham County Road Commissioner Bill Conklin. And he believes there's dysfunction there, micromanagement by Shirley Rogers. He believes that the environment, the work environment there is not good and not productive. And I want to get your take on that.
You know, we're down to 71 employees with the Ingham County Road Commission. There's been a of course, an incredible retrenchment on available funds for road maintenance all over the state of Michigan. I think the guys do a tremendous job on a day-to-day basis. I have a great deal of respect for the work of the managing director, Bill Conklin. I have a great deal of respect for the work of the director of operations, Jim Benjamin. Those are my principal contacts when I know of a hands-on road issue that, you know, that they need to go ahead and deal with. And I'm not talking about micromanaging. I'm talking about, you know, Bill or Jim, here's something I've discovered by being out on the roads. And, you know, the report is the strangest report I have ever seen, but certainly, in my opinion, was written as if there was a predetermined conclusion to that. And it just continues the controversy that seems to surround this board of road commission members, none of whom I voted for, by the way, and you know, as if they had an outcome that they directed the author of the report to go create. And you know, I'm extremely disappointed in its contents, and I'm extremely disappointed in the direction of the members of the Board of Road Commissioners, none of whom I support, in terms of how they would appear to be wanting to carry out its conclusions.
The chair of that board is Shirley Rogers. We tried to contact her via phone and email, and we have not had any success. There are some other folks that we have talked with that off the air made quite a few comments to us, but they would not come on the air. They're fearful for their jobs. Do you believe that Shirley Rogers is at the head, is the key person who's creating this dysfunction?
I think that you have two considerations going on, and recognize the Board of Road Commissioners went into an executive session. They came out with some unanimous votes. So even if she is the most influential, and I believe that she is probably the most influential members of those boards, you know, we have also eliminated that hands-off relationship that is supposed to exist, where you have a board that has been stacked by the majority of the members of the Board of Commissioners for this county. And, you know, and the irony is that the controversy that seems to exist, you know, with the Board of Road Commissioners and with members of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners taking pot shots at certain individuals who are employees of the Road Commission, you know, that doesn't exist with the Eaton County Road Commission. That doesn't exist with the Clinton County Road Commission. The Clinton County Road Commission, as a matter of fact, hired our former director of operations to be their managing director. You know, so they perceive that something's being done right amongst our employee group.
All right, Steve, I've got about 30 seconds left. Will the Board of Commissioners be acting in some manner on this topic?
The way that state government is set up for all county road commissions, we are supposed to be hands-off. The Board of Commissioners, I think, has managed to be as meddlesome as possible in terms of the members of the Road Commission Board they have appointed. And I'm highly disappointed in those members of the Board of Road Commissioners.
All right. Thanks, Steve.